Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to go over the common mistakes people use when they're picking out a workout shoe.
Really?
Yes. Maybe you've done these before.
Probably.
Well, the first thing that people do is when they're choosing the shoe is they choose the right shoe for the wrong workout.
Oh.
So, you know, you go to the running store for going to play tennis. You know, you're like, oh, it's a good shoe. I spent $120 on this. However, this is not the right shoe for the sport. So, and the reason for that is that we know that running shoes are designed to deal with a lot of impact, you know, forces when you're running. They don't have any stability going lateral.
So it's
lateral
not
movements.
A good idea, like if you play tennis, to go, oh, I'm going to go running, let me grab my tennis shoes.
Right, exactly, and vice versa. It's the same thing. That's a big mistake. People think that there's this.
It's the universal shoe.
Well, and that came about when Bo knows about everything. Bo Jackson created the first cross trainer, so people thought, oh, I'll just get a cross trainer. I can use this shoe for everything.
Right,
and that's where people went wrong. There is no such thing as a cross trainer. Each sport has different sets of demands on it. Now, there are certain sports that are there's a lot of crossover, but when you look at running and tennis, not a lot.
Right.
So maybe basketball and tennis, but the problem with that is typically basketball shoes come in high tops,
right,
and they don't breathe very well, you
right.
know, because typically you're playing inside, whereas in tennis, you're outside. Typically, the materials are made of a canvas and a mesh material where the shoe can breathe.
Or like tap and football.
Tap dancing and football would be another
right,
one.
Right.
Another thing that people do is, first of all, they love their shoes so much.
They never get rid of them.
They never get rid of them. You know, they have that one pair.
So
like,
they wait too long to throw them away.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, you can love them and you can play them with everything. And the other thing is when you love them way too long. Exactly. So that's the same thing with running
love
shoes.
Love me long time. Not a good idea.
Yes. What's mm-hmm. that from? Is that from some
MASH?
So, yeah. So the main thing, especially if people, this happens with runners. I've made it a rule. I have it a hard fixed rule. Believe it or not, every month I get rid of my running shoes. Every month.
That sounds I put like a date, something you would do.
I put a date on my shoe. I'll show you the back of my running shoe. I put a date on it, and that way I know every month it's time to get rid of them. Because you know what happens? People buy a running shoe, and they go, oh,
How many miles?
You don't know how many miles you have on your shoe. So I just date them. I know exactly when I'm going to get rid of them. And let me tell you something. I feel a lot better because I do that. My back feels a lot better. And my feet feel like they're getting a treat every month.
Nice. It sounds like a rich person strategy, doctor. And so that's it? Two tips?
That's
all
it.
You got?
That's
two
it.
Tips?
You've got to be ready to do your closing there, champ.
I thought we'd have more than two. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.